Welcome to Geography 101. I'm your host, Daniel Lucas, and today we are embarking on a journey to one of the most fascinating nations on Earth. Our spotlight shines on Japan, often called the Land of the Rising Sun, where tradition and modernity coexist in a breathtaking harmony. This is a country where ancient Shinto shrines sit beside gleaming skyscrapers, and where centuries-old rituals still shape a daily life in a hyper-digital society. Japan is more than just a place on the map. It's just a cultural powerhouse that has influenced the entire world. So join me as I uncover its wonders, from history and culture to landscapes and food. Japan is an archipelago of over 14,000 islands spread across Pacific Ocean like stepping stones of culture and beauty. The four largest islands is Honshu, Hokkaido, Kyushu, and Shikoku. From the backbones of the nation and hold most of its population, its island brings something unique. Honshu is the political and economic center. Hokkaido boasts snowy winters. Kyushu is rich in volcanoes and hot springs. And Shikoku is known for its pilgrimage trails. Together, they showcase Japan's geographic diversity and resilience. With a population of over 125 million people, Japan is one of the most densely populated countries in the world. Geographically, Japan sits along with the Pacific Ring of Fire, an area notorious for earthquakes, volcano eruptions, and tsunamis. This natural volatility has shaped the mindset of the Japanese people, fostering resilience and preparedness in their way of life. Mountains dominate nearly 70% of the land, forcing cities and farms to concentrate on limited plains and coastal areas. These ragged landscapes also provide some of the most breathtaking scenery in the world. From mist-covered valleys to snow-capped peaks, living with nature power has made Japan both vulnerable and incredibly strong. The crown jewel of Japan's natural landscape is Mount Fuji, the iconic volcano rising to 3,776 meters above sea level. For centuries, Mount Fuji has been a spiritual symbol, inspiring poets, painters, and pilgrims alike. Today, thousands of climbers make the journey to its summit each summer, eager to witness the sunrise from its peak. One day, or on clear days, its snow-capped beauty can even be seen from Tokyo, standing as a reminder of the connection between city life and nature. Mount Fuji is not just a mountain, it's a national treasure and cultural icon. Japan climate varies dramatically across its islands, creating a distinct regional experiences. In Hokkaido, winters bring heavy snowfall, transforming the regions into sky's paradise and home up to the famous snow festivals. In contrast, Okinawa in the south enjoys a subtropical climate, complete with turquoise waters and coral reefs. Between these extremes, Honshu and Kyushu experience four beautiful seasons, with spring cherry blossoms and autumn maple leaves becoming cultural events of their own. This diverse climate means Japan offers something magical for every season. Tokyo, Japan capital, is world's largest metropolitan area with more than 37 million people living its greater region. It's a city of contrasts, high-speed bullet trains rush past ancient temples, while futuristic technology blends seamlessly with traditional markets. Shibuya Crossing, one of the busiest intersections in the world, represents Tokyo's dynamic energy. Yet nearby, you can find a peaceful gardens and shines for reflection. It's a city that never sleeps, yet what that honors silence and mindfulness in unexpected corners. In many ways, Tokyo is a beating heart of Japan's identity. Kyoto, Japan's ancient capital, is a cultural soul of the country. Here come then more than 1,600 temples and shrines stand as the guardians of history. Alongside a beautiful Zen gardens and traditional tea houses, waking through its old wooden street feel like stepping back in time. Where are the traditions of the geisha and the art of tea ceremonies are still alive? Kyoto is also home of some of Japan's most stunning festivals, where floats, costumes and rituals captivate visitors from around the world. It's a city where heritage is preserved with reverence and care. Osaka, Japan's third largest city, is known as the Nation Kitchen. Its vibrant street food scene features dishes like takoyaki, crispy octopus bowls, and okonomiyaki, savory pancakes layered with flavor. The people of Osaka are often described as outgoing and humorous, making the city's atmosphere warm and inviting. Beyond food, Osaka is a hub of commerce, with its modern skyline and bustling entertainment districts. In Osaka, life feels lively, delicious, and unforgettable. The history of Japan stretches back thousands of years, beginning with the Jomon people who lived in the islands over 10,000 years ago. Over the centuries, emperors, shoguns, and samurai left their mark on the nation, creating a rich tapestry of tradition and governance. The samurai class, guided by the code of Bushu, emphasize honor, loyalty, and discipline, shaping the values of society for generations. Castles, battlefields, and artifacts still stand today as a reminder of the storied past. Japan history is one of the resilience, innovation, and transformation. The Edo period from 1603 to 1868 marked a time of isolation for Japan, when the nation closed itself off from most foreign contact. This allowed unique cultural practice to flourish, from kabuki theater to okiyu to woodblock prints that captured daily life and beauty. Cities grew in sophistication, with samurai merchants and artisans shaping urban culture. Though Japan remained inward-looking, these centuries created a strong sense of identity and artistry. When Japan reopened to the world in the 19th century, it emerged with a unique blend of preserved tradition and readiness to modernize. Did you know Japan has more than 5 million vending machines? These machines go beyond selling drinks. They dispense umbrellas, hot meals, flowers, and even cornbread. It's a symbol of Japan's dedication to convenience and innovation, where efficiency is valued in everyday life. The sheer variety makes them tourist attraction in their own right. In many ways, vending machines represent the quickly practical and futuristic spirit of Japan. In the mid-19th century, Japan underwent transformation known as the Meiji Restoration. After the centuries of isolation, the country rapidly modernized, embracing Western technology. Education and industry while still holding into the cultural traditions. Samurai were abolished as a ruling class, and Japan transitioned from a feudal society into a modern industrial state. The shift stunned the world as Japan emerged as a rising power within just a few decades. It was a period of bold change and national ambition. The 20th century brought both achievements and hardship for Japan. It becomes a global power, but conflicts like World War II reshaped the nations in dramatic ways. The devastation of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where atomic bombs were dropped in 1945, left scars that remain in memory and history. Yet from the tragedy, Japan rebuilt itself with determination and innovation. The post-war period marked a rebirth where resilience became part of Japan's national identity. By the 1980s, Japan had transformed into an economic and technological powerhouse. Its cars, electronics, and robotics become leader in global markets. Setting the standard for quality and precision, Japanese companies like Sony, Toyota, and Panasonic become household names around the world. This period of rapid growth was sometimes called the Japanese economic miracle. It demonstrated Japan's remarkable ability to rise from adversity and achieve global influence. Today, Japan stands a nation that blends the past and the future in unique harmony. Shinto shrines and Buddhist temples remain active alongside the world's most advanced digital cities. Cultural festivals continue to flourish, even as Japan exports anime, gaming, and technology across the globe. It is a society where tradition is never forgotten, but modern life pushes toward energy and creativity. This balance is a part of what makes Japan so captivating to visitors and admirers. Japanese cuisine is one of the greatest contributions to the world. From sushi to ramen, tempura to wagyu beef, each dish reflects artistry, precision, and respect for ingredients. Meals are often prepared with emphasis on presentation, seasonally, and harmony of flavors. UNESCO has been recognized washoku, the traditional dietary culture of Japan, as intangible cultural heritage. Dining in Japan is more than eating. It's a cultural experience that engages all the senses. Food in Japan is also about mindfulness and connection. Whether it's a tea ceremony or strict rituals, or a simple bowl of noodles, shared a street toll, food brings people together. In many ways, eating in Japan is a celebration of nature and community. Every region has its specialties. from Hokkaido seafood to Kyoto's kaiseki multi-course meals, to taste Japan is to experience its culture directly. Japan is over 3,000 McDonald's outlets, the second largest number in the world after the United States. But what makes them special are local menu items designed for Japanese taste. You'll find shrimp burgers, teriyaki sandwiches, and even matcha-flavored desserts. Fast food in Japan becomes a playful fusion of a global and local flavors. It's a reminder of how Japan adopts outside influences into something uniquely its own. Traditional cultural its arts remain alive and thriving in Japan. The tea ceremony, and with its graceful movements and meditative spirit, reflects harmony and mindfulness. Kabuki theater, with its colorful costumes and dramatic storytelling, continues to enthrall audiences. Calligraphy of ikebana flower arranging and no theater are further examples of cultural expression deeply rooted in history. This tradition reminds the world that Japan isn't much about art. It is about technology. Anime and manga, however, are Japan's most influential modern cultural export. These art forms have grown to global phenomenon, inspiring films, merchandise, and even sports. From the works of Studio Ghibli, two long-running series like Naruto and One Piece, Japanese storytelling has captured hearts across generations. The creativity of anime blends mythology, philosophy, and futuristic imagination in unique ways. It has made Japan as a cultural giant far beyond its borders. Japan is also home to philosophies that shape daily life in a quiet but powerful ways. The concept of wabi-sabi teaches the appreciation of imperfection and transience. According to people, to see beauty in unfairness or the worn. Another guiding idea is the ikigai, often translated as a reason of being, which help individuals find purpose in both work and life. This value explains much about Japan's balance between minimalism and innovation. They reveal a society that values harmony not only the nature but also within the self. Festivals are the essential part of Japan's culture, bringing together communities to celebrate history, nature, and spirituality. The Gion Matsuri in Kyoto, one of the most famous, features a giant decorated floats parading through the streets. In Aomori, the Nebuta Festival, dazzled with massive illuminated lanterns shaped like warriors and mythical figures. Summer fireworks festivals light up the skies across the nation, lighting millions. Each festival is a blend of tradition, artistry, and the joy unites people of all ages. Seasonal appreciation is deeply ingrained in Japan's way of life. In spring, hanami, the weaving of cherry blossoms, turn parks into a social gathering spot filled with picnics and celebrations. In autumn, momigari, or the viewing of fairy and red maple leaves, inspires hike, temple visits, and photography. These traditions emphasize the fleeting beauty of nature and ability to bring people together. It's a culture practice that makes each season feel like celebration of life itself. Japan is a home of more than 80,000 Shinto shrines and 70,000 or 77,000 Buddhist temples. These sacred spaces exist not only in big cities, but also in small villages, forests, and mountains. They serve a place for prayer, festivals, and quiet reflection, connecting everyday life to spirituality. Tall gates, often painted with vibrant red mark, the entrance of these holy sites and symbolize the crossing into sacred space. Visiting a shrine or temple on both a capital or cultural experience for local and tourists alike. Japan's transportation system is a legendary, especially the Shinkansen or the bullet train. These sleek high-speed trains travel at up to 320 kilometers per hour, connecting city with mass punctuality. A delay of even 1 minute is a rare of often followed by public apologies. The Shinkansen is not just efficient, it's a symbol of Japan's commitment to precision and excellence. Traveling by train in Japan feels like stepping into the future, yet with the calmness and reflects the nation's discipline. Beyond the trains, Japanese cities are admired for their organization and cleanliness. Despite their immense population density, streets are so orderly and litter is almost non-existent thanks to the strict recycling practice. Public transportation is safe, efficient, and widely used, minimizing the need of cars in major cities. Even during rush hours, commuters respect space and etiquette, creating an atmosphere of calm amid the crowds. The balance of order and busyness is defining the future of Japanese urban life. Education plays a central role in Japan's society and success. From a young age, children are taught discipline, responsibility, and teamwork, often cleaning the classroom as a part of daily routines. Academic excellence is highly valued. A competition for entry into top university is intense. This emphasis on learning has contributed to Japan's technological advancement and global leadership in innovation. Yet education also instills cultural values of respect, diligence, and cooperation. Japan is a home to the world's oldest continuously operating company, Kongo Gumi, founded in the year 578. This construction firm specializes in building temples and passed down its knowledge for over 1,400 years. Such longevity highlights Japan's respect for tradition and craftsmanship. While many businesses come and go, Japan treasures continuity and heritage. It's a remarkable reminder of how history lives within modern society. Technology and innovations are pillars of Japan's identity in the modern world. From pioneering robotics to hybrid cars, Japan consistently pushes the boundaries of what's possible. The country's advancements in consumer electronics set global standards for quality and design. At the same time, Japan's explore futuristic technologies in areas like space exploration and artificial intelligence. Innovation here is not yet about progress. It's about creating solutions that improve daily life. Despite its strength, Japan faces challenges that shape its future: an aging population and low birth rate raise concern about workforce sustainability and social support systems. The country must also balance its tradition with the demands of rapid modernization. Yet Japan approaches these challenges with creativity and resilience, just as it throughout its history. These struggles are part of what makes Japan's story so dynamic and compelling. Tourism plays a vital role in Japan's economy and cultural exchange. Millions of travelers visit each year, drawn by cherry blossoms, futuristic cities and ancient temples, and delicious food. Popular destinations like Tokyo, Kyoto, and Osaka showcase the nation's vibrant blends of history and modernity. Beyond the big cities, rural areas and similar islands prove peaceful retreats into a traditional ways of life. Tourism in Japan is not only about sightseeing, it's about experiencing lifestyle that values harmony, beauty, and respect. Okinawa, Japan's southernmost region, offers unique perspective within the country. Known for its subtropical climate, turquoise seas, and coral reef, it feels the worlds apart from snowy Hokkaido in the north. The people of Okinawa are famous for the longevity, often living well past 100 years old. Their diet of vegetable, fish, and rice, combined with strong community ties, is believed to be key factor. Okinawa is not just a tourist destination. It's a living example of balance, health, and resilience. Japan is home to several cat islands where feline population outnumber humans. Oshima, one of the most famous, attracts tourists eager to see cats laughing along the docks and narrow streets. These islands have become a viral sensation, drawing attention from animal lovers worldwide. The cats are seen as symbols of good luck and prosperity. Cherished by locals and visitors alike, it's one of the quiet or quirkiest yet most heartwarming features of Japan's tourism. Sports are a major part of Japanese culture, both traditional and modern basketball. Introduced in the late 19th century, quickly became the nation's most popular sport. With the packed stadiums and passionate fans, at the same time, sumo wrestling remains a proud tradition rooted in Shinto rituals and dating back over thousands of years. Matches are not yet a physical contest, but also spiritual ceremonies. This dual love for old and the new reflects Japan's unique cultural balance. Japan is also a birthplace of martial arts such as judo, karate, aikido, and kendo. These disciplines are more than physical practices. They embody philosophies of respect, discipline, and self-control. Many of these arts have spread worldwide, becoming a key element of global sports and fitness culture. In Japan, marital or martial arts are thought as pathways to character development, not just self-defense. They serve as a powerful connection between body, mind, and spirit. Nature enthusiasts will find endless wonders in Japan's landscape. Nearly 70% of Sen country is covered in mountains and forests, creating stunning hiking opportunities. The Japanese Alps offer breathtaking alpine scenery, while national parks protect pristine ecosystems. Coastal areas are another dimension, with dramatic cliffs and sandy beaches perfect for exploration. Japan's natural beauty is a must, a part of identity as its cities and culture. Japan has more than 3,000 natural hot springs, known as onsen. Bathing in these mineral-rich waters is both a tradition and from relaxation deeply embedded in the culture. Onsen are believed to bring health benefits, improve circulation, and calm the mind. Some towns like Beppu and Hakone are famous locally for their hot spring resorts. Visiting onsen is more than bathing, it's an experience of peace and rejuvenation. Seasonal tradition defines such a Japanese life. Spring is for cherry blossoms, summer for fireworks, autumn for maple leaves, and winter for snow festivals. Its season brings not just change in weather, but cultural activities and foods tied to that time of year. The awareness of seasonality is woven into cuisine, fashion, and daily living is one of the season life in Japan feels so closely connected to nature's rhythm. Hokkaido's Sapporo Snow Festival is one of the world's most spectacular winter events. Massive snow and ice sculptures, some as large as buildings, displayed in dazzling detail. Millions of visitors flock to see these creations, which is combined artistry and engineering. The festival transformed the city into a wonderland of lights and frosty beauty, a shining example of how Japan celebrates winter as joyful as spring. Japan invented capsule hotels, offering travelers tiny sleeping pods stacked side by side. These pods provide just enough room to sleep, making them efficient and affordable accommodation. What started as a quickly idea in Osaka has spread worldwide, influencing modern urban hospitality. Capsule hotels reflect Japan's creativity in maximizing limited space while maintaining comfort. For travelers, staying in one both practical and memorable. Language is one of Japan's most fascinating cultural features. The Japanese writing system combines these scripts, kanji, hiragana, and katakana, making it both beautiful and complex. Kanji borrowed from the Chinese carry deep meaning, while hiragana and katakana express sounds and flexibility. This blend allows for rich expressions, poetry, and layered storytelling. It's a system that reflects the depth of artistry of Japanese communication. Politeness is central to Japanese communication and daily life. Bowing in a universal gesture of respect, used in greetings, apologies, and gratitude. Even the exchange of business cards follows strict etiquette, with both hands holding the card and slight bow to show respect. Language is also shift depending on the relationship, with different levels of formality and honor flex. These customs reveal Japan's emphasis on harmony, humility, and respect for others. Japan is also famous for its particularly and efficiency. Trains and buses run or fine almost to the second, and even small delays often result in official apologies. These cultures of precision extends into business, education, and daily routines. Punctuality is seen as a sign of respect for others' time. It is one of the reasons Japanese society is admired for its order and reliability. Japan has more than 50,000 convenience stores known as konbini. These stores are much more than places to grab a snack, to sell everything from meals, coffee, to tickets, bills, payment, and banking services. Many are open 24 hours, serving lifelines for a busy city dwellers. The quality of food of these shops is surprisingly high, offering fresh and affordable meals. In many ways, konbini represent efficiency and service-oriented mindset of Japan. Environmental awareness is a strong part of Japan's culture identity. Recycling is practiced diligently, with household sorting waste into multiple categories for proper disposal. Cities incorporate green technology, from energy-efficient buildings to eco-friendly transportation. At the same time, traditional practices such as repairing and reusing items reflect deep respect for resources. Japan's approach to sustainability blends innovation with cultural mindfulness. Japanese fashion is another way the country influences the world. Tradition attire like kimono continues to be worn for ceremonies and festivals, representing elegance and heritage. Meanwhile, Tokyo Harajuku district is a hub of bold, experimental street fashion that inspired global trends. Designed from Japan, are internationally recognized for their creativity and craftsmanship. Fashion here reflects both the old and new in striking harmony. Shibuya Crossing is one of the busiest pedestrian intersections in the world. At peak times, thousands of people cross from directions at once, creating a mesmerizing flow of humanity. Despite the chaos, everything remains organized, with no pushing or shoving. It's a symbol of Tokyo's energy and discipline coexisting in one place. For visitors, it's an unforgettable glimpse into the rhythm of urban Japan. Art and architecture in Japan embrace both history and modern design. Ancient temples and shrines are preserved with care, often alongside cutting-edge structure by architects like Tadao Ando and Kengo Kuma. Traditional wooden houses stand in quiet neighborhoods, while futuristic towers dominate the skyline. The contrast makes Japanese cities uniquely beautiful and layered with meaning. Each building, whether old or new, tells parts of Japan's evolving history. Japan's influence on control or world, or Japan's influence on the world, cannot be overstated. Its technology has shaped industry, its cuisine has delighted taste buds, and its cultural experts like anime and martial arts inspire millions. From philosophy to design, Japan's continue to be a resource of creativity and inspiration. It shows how nation can honor its tradition while leading the way into the future. This dual identity is what makes Japan both timeless and innovative. As we close our journey through Japan, we see country that bridges past and the present, tradition and technology, and where beauty is found, both the fleeting and eternal. From Mount Fuji to bustling Tokyo, from quiet temples to dazzling festivals, Japan offers endless stories to explore. Its people embody harmony, discipline, and creativity in ways that inspire the world. I'm Daniel Lucas, and this has been Geography 101. Until next time, keep exploring the wonders of our world. More to come, people. See you soon.